Mr. Badger, you're saying there's more?
However, I've negotiated really good deals on this one.
Agenda item number 8, Mr. Robert Bloxham, 75 acres of oyster planting ground.
This one actually should be fairly simple.
Don't say that and jinx us.
However, it has some issues, as always. Robert Bloxham, Elegant Bloxham, requests authorization to lease approximately 75 acres in Kegatank Bay in Accomack County. The project is protested by, used to be two hand harvesters that worked the seaside of Accomack County. It's down to one. Location of the project is approximately 3 miles to the south of Wallops Island. Kegatank Bay is right there. And it's adjacent to and west of Assateague Island and 2 miles northeast of the county boat ramp at Gargathaca Creek. Kegatank Bay is a small 400-acre shallow seaside bay with an adjacent eroding barrier island. The southern portion of Assawoman Island is eroding at a rate of about 30 feet per year, and that's been since 2002, and is migrating west into Kegatank Bay. The shifting sand from the island migration has caused the bay to shallow and the oyster ground leaseholders to move their shellfish to the western portions of their lease. Mr. Bloxham has one lease in Kegatank Bay, which is right here in Brown, and for 21.24 acres, and four other leases within 5 miles for a total of 61.75 acres. And he intends to use the ground to grow aquaculture oysters. A little closer view, again, green is the application, brown is the existing leases. The federal channel comes down like this and continues right on out into the island. So the federal channel doesn't, for all practical purposes, you can't go north to south on the federal channel from Kipta Peak to Chincoteague anymore. A little closer view, just looking south, Kegatank Bay. That's Matomkin down there. And you can see the big washovers along this whole stretch here. Now we're looking north. This is Wallops facility here. Chincoteague is up here. And again, you can see the big washover and all the shoaling that's going on because of it. Mr. Bloxham's existing lease is somewhere over in this general area here. A little closer view. We did receive this application back in March of 2015, so it's over 2 years old. A lot of that has to do with our backlog. Then it got protested. It did get protested back about a year ago by Allison Myers, which we resolved the protest. And then we got four other protest letters from working watermen back in March of this year. This was originally planned to be on the agenda in March of this year. We got the protests lifted, and then we got another protest on top of it before we could assign it. So that's why it's back in front of you now. The protesters are hand harvesters, and they've also protested 31 other applications on the seaside of Accomack County. Their concerns are the aquaculture industry is leasing vacant areas, which individual watermen are making a living harvesting wild oysters and clams. The four protesters were sent certified letters requesting additional information to complete our assessment of their protests. The letter stated that if the requested information was not received by May 10th of this year, we would move forward with surveying and assignment of the applications. Mr. Savage and Mr. White, which are two of the protesters, withdrew their protest. Mr. Clark received our letter, but has not responded. We do have notification that he did receive the letter, so it's past May 10th. So his protest, in my opinion, went away. However, since we did not receive notification from Mr. Gillette, Joe Gillette, staff believes that the Bloxham application is still protested along with the other 30 applications and that the commission may need to hear each case eventually. I'm working on trying to find him. He did not accept the notification. It's my understanding, scuttlebutt, is that he and his wife are separated and he's not living at the address anymore. Hopefully we'll find him and that the others will go away. but I was concerned about stopping Mr. Bloxham's application for another month or two trying to work the site since it's been 2 years since he applied for it. So our recommendation is we did sit down with Mr. Savage back in May of this year, early May, and he to discuss his 31 protest applications. Mr. Savage wrote the original protest letter, which was which the others signed and submitted individually. During the meeting, Mr. Savage withdrew his protest to Mr. Bloxham's, along with 28 of the other applications, saying he did not work these areas. We are sympathetic towards the hand harvester situation. However, Mr. Bloxham submitted an application well within the limits spelled out in 28.2609 of the code. The area is not in a channel. There is no submerged aquatic vegetation. It appears that the hand harvesters do not work the area. Therefore, based on 28.2605 and 609 of the code, staff recommends approval of Mr. Bloxham's application for 72.37 acres of oyster planting ground in Kegatank Bay as surveyed and mapped. Sorry, it's not a great scanned copy, but this is the actual survey. And Mr. Bloxham, I believe, is here.
Are there questions from the commission? He asked with trepidation. Thank you, Hank. Mr. Bloxham. I need to swear in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Robert S. Block, Jr.
What can you add to this?
The only thing I can add is that I guess it was in 5 years ago I was on the front acre of my 20 acres. Now I am on the back foot. Basically, I'm running off. The sand's moving so quick in that bay that I'm just trying to find a stable ground is the best way to say it. I've got pictures of what happens when you don't have stable ground, if you'd like to see it.
I don't think it's necessary. Yeah, it's besides, we would have to keep that for 30 days.
you can't keep this for 30 days. I'm sorry. But basically, it's just running, trying to find suitable ground. That's all I'm doing.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody wish to testify on this application, either pro or con? Anybody? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to approve the lease.
Motion by Mr. Zegron to approve the lease.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.